Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling in and listening to Personal Arts Radio. I hope you're enjoying the day. And this is Aaliyah, your host, and it is Saturday, June 17th, 2023. It is 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it is 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I hope you're enjoying the day again, and thank you so much again for taking the time out of your busy day to tune in to Personal Hearts Radio. Today we're going to be discussing the Sabbath day, and we're going to be discussing whether that is applicable to Christians today. And before we begin, I'd like to begin in prayer, and I believe and know that the Holy Spirit will guide, or actually will speak through me, and I believe that you will gain something from this conversation, because in our lives, we should assess ourselves. We should ask ourselves whether we are adding someone's life or whether we are taking away from someone's life. Statistics are not very fair, but truthful in determining the status of people, and they call them takers and givers. So we want to assess our life, whether you're married or single, your grandparents, or you're just going through life and starting out. We want to make sure that we are not a burden. We want to make sure that our lives count for something. We want to make sure that we are giving and we are adding the people that we come in contact with, because when your life is over, and I hope it's longer, rather than sooner, people are going to remember your fruit. They are going to remember what you did for them, and we want to have them remember us in a way that God would remember us, in a way that is pleasing to God. So that's a word for someone, just to assess whether you might be living in your mother's basement right now, or you're couch surfing on a friend's couch. I want you to take assessment of your life and to take assessment of where you're going. Because personally, whenever I needed a job, I moved from one state to another through the Holy Spirit's leading. I do not suggest that you move unless you have the Spirit and His guidance, and you have permission from God the Father to Jesus Christ to move, because you don't want to move to another state and you don't have the Holy Spirit's blessings. I mean, you'll make it, but it'll just be a little bit hard. It'll just be a lot harder. So I have the Holy Spirit's peace. I have a fit. I am in this other state, and it's beautiful. But I got permission to do so. And in saying that, I came here without work. I came here without anything except my furnishings and my belongings and a Penske truck. And I needed work. And 9 days in, I was blessed with 3 or 4 jobs. And I'm saying this, if you really want to make a difference, if you really want to change, Jesus is right there. There should be no plan B or plan C. Pray your craziest prayers. Pray the impossible. Jesus specializes in impossible, crazy prayers. He loves that stuff. So if you're stuck in a situation and you don't know how you'll get out of that situation, you don't have, like I said this in my previous shows, you don't have to go to a faraway country to find Jesus, to find God. People are in prison. They're in prison in a cell no bigger than your closet, and Jesus is right there. So you could be anywhere in your home. You could be on the street sitting down. You could be at a liquor store. You could be at the ball game, and Jesus will meet you where you're at, but you have to determine that that's what you want to do, that you want to change your life. You have to determine that, because I'm going to tell you, this life is soon ending, the life that we now know it. Jesus is coming back sooner than we believe, sooner than we most think, and I want you to be ready. I'm ready. I pray that I am ready. I pray every day. And I want you to be ready, not only as you occupy till he comes, but do something now with your life. Don't wait. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. If Jesus tarries, next week and tomorrow will come. But you have the decision. You have the opportunity to do something with your life now. If you want to go to school, do something with your life with school. I know that the Holy Spirit has blessed me. I remember when I graduated with my bachelor's degree, I decided to get my master's degree at the same school, but unfortunately I wasn't able to finish my master's degree at that same school. So I was at church and the pastor was talking to me, and he says, the father spoke to him and said, why don't you go to USC? You know, they're accepting students right now. And I looked at him, and that wasn't his voice. And I said, oh my gosh, the father is speaking through him. And I never, it's not impossible that I couldn't get into USC, but it's an extremely competitive school to get into. But I applied, and Jesus, it was all Jesus. I had the greatest mentor, and he helped me every step of the way, and it was intense. I don't sugarcoat anything. It was an intense study. I had to quit my job for a year because the study was so intensive. And then after I graduated, I had to take a year off to get my mind back. I mean, I'm young, but USC is a wonderful school. I thank God for it. He knew that I could handle it. And it's not for the faint of heart. You have to be determined to go to USC. But I thank God that's my education degree. And I'm a doctoral student right now at another school. So that's for someone that God wants to speak to. He wants you to get your life together. If you want to go to school, he will provide the means. I didn't have any financial help. I didn't have any support from my family when I went to school. It was me, Jesus, my Father, and my Father God in heaven, and the Holy Spirit. And he provided the means for me to go. And so like I said, pray your craziest prayers. Pray what you think is impossible. Jesus loves that. He loves it when his children pray to him and say, the impossible, and he loves to do that. So just do that, and I speak that to myself as well, because I'm going to think of some crazy prayers. But, every day, the Holy Spirit does miracles in my life and protecting me from things that I don't see. So my crazy prayers are being prayed and have been prayed, so praise the Lord. Now, that was for someone who needed a word of knowledge, and that was also a word of wisdom. I hope that you heed that, because if you want to do something, time to do it. Don't wait. Do it now. You're going to say, Leah, but I want to get married. I want to have children. Pray that prayer to Jesus. Pray it to him. And he could bring that person to your front door. I remember when I was in college, and I lived with a roommate, and she was a lawyer, and she had a son that was 9 years old, and I was, I wasn't laborious. I would, when he'd come home from school was a block away. I'd help him with his homework. It wasn't laborious until she got home. And I remember that I needed a job. And there, right a couple houses down, there was a man that owned a firm, a marketing or some type of firm. And he knocked on my door and he just said, hey, I heard you need a job. I go, yeah, I do. He goes, okay, when can you start? No application, and I was a really good job that I had for more than 3 years. And this other job, when I'm here in my new state, I never applied for a job. They just called me up. And so when you're praying in the Spirit, those crazy, miraculous, impossible things, Holy Spirit bursts through you. And I just praise God, because the last job that I had, it was a wonderful job. It helped me to save. It helped me. It didn't last very long. I'm thankful for everything. I'm thankful for everything. So I do apologize if I belabored some, but that was for someone who needed to hear it. As I stated before, This is not my show. This is not to uplift me. Never, ever, 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 ever. I must decrease while Jesus must increase. This is all about him. When you die and leave this earth, when your parents pass on, your family, everybody is going to pass 100%. It is 100% certainty whether you pass. If you pass before the rapture, I pray that you are alive when the rapture happens. But if it tarries, everyone is destined to leave this present earth, leave this earth suit, and be in the presence of God. Or when a person dies, after this comes the judgment, you'll be right before God. So I'm saying that because you're not going to stand for me. You're not going to be judged by me, rather. I didn't die for you. I didn't give my life for you. I wasn't beaten with 39 stripes. I didn't have my skin in ribbons where my muscles and sinews and veins were showing. I didn't hang on the cross. Jesus did all that. He did it for our shame. He took our poverty and he gave us his wealth. We are joint heirs with Jesus. It's him. He is to be glorified. He is to be lifted up. He gives us the honor by being made in his image. We are made in the image of God, and that's why the devil hates us so much, because he is grotesque. He was kicked out of heaven and given a grotesque body. Let us glorify Jesus, because when you leave this earth, you're going to be face to face with him, and you'll have no excuse. So while you're alive, you may say, Aaliyah, I've done too much bad stuff. I've been in Wicca. I've done witchcraft. I've done a whole lot of things. Jesus specializes in taking those that are in the depths of hell. From the uttermost, he brings them from the guttermost to the uttermost. Grab his hand, take hold of his hand, and just pour out your heart to him and confess all the bad things you've ever done, because his blood was already shed for you for that very purpose. And after, thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is bringing to my account this story. There was a man, he was 45 years young, and he lived most of his life as a drunkard, as a drunk man. He was led by his flesh. He was led by alcohol. He was drunk most of the time. He did have a job, but he was drunk, and he lived in the bottle. And one day, he heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, remember, his whole life was for himself. His whole life was living for himself and drinking and eating and smoking. And then one day he heard the gospel. He heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, how Jesus died for him, how Jesus showed great love for him and died for that man and died for us. And it was the third day. And shed his blood for us. You heard this love story that all that Jesus did for us and all that he could square sins. And he died and bled for us and lost the third day, so we don't have to be afraid of the devil, afraid of death, afraid of hell, none of that. Jesus took all that upon himself. And this man who was a drunkard, whom they call a drunkard, received the Lord Jesus Christ. The next day, or I believe it was 45 minutes later, he laid on his couch. And, you know, once you receive Jesus, I mean, wherever you receive Jesus, I should say this, everybody on earth has a guardian angel. If you're a non-believer, you have an angel that are keeping the books. If you are a child of God, you have an angel keeping the books. They're all keeping the books on what you say, what you do, and how you think. So there were two angels by his side as he lay down, and they stated, he's having a heart attack. He's about to die. So this man, 45 years old, who lived his life in the bottle as an alcoholic, received Jesus. 45 minutes later, he was in the hands of God. What is more terrifying than to live your whole life and go to hell, or to live your whole life and be in the presence of Jesus forever? This man lived for himself. He went to be with Jesus. Jesus, it's not so much that Jesus, he wants to I should say, make your life harder, or you won't have fun. It's about his great love. It's about what he did. It's about that he wants you to be with him. It's about he wants you. Now, in this life, depending on your assignment, you will have persecution. Don't be bothered by that stuff. And that's going to be our next show. We're going to be talking about the ground that our heart is in, where our heart is. Is it stony? Is it good ground? Is it tear? We're going to be talking about that in the next show. But Jesus wants you. He doesn't want your things. He doesn't want your money. He wants you because he died for you. He loves you. So accept Jesus. Time of salvation. You've heard the gospel. You've heard his words. Accept Jesus into your heart because tomorrow is promised to no man. And if just one or two people hear this message, I have done my work. I have done my assignment. Because that's what we're here for. We're not here for ourselves to hoard things. We're here to help people. And I look for every opportunity to help someone. I was in the grocery store yesterday, and I just wanted some bananas. Bananas were one of my favorite fruit next to mangoes and watermelon. I love all fruit, strawberries and blackberries and blueberries. But I really love fruit a lot. I have fruit every day. It has antioxidants, and it's just it has water in it. And I love fruit that has, I just love fruit that has so much water in it. It hydrates me, in other words. So I was in the grocery store yesterday at around 1 p.m.-ish, and I went to the self-checkout line. I had my bananas, and I saw some chicken. I said, well, you know, it's nice to have some chicken that's already pre-cooked, so I'll just have to make some salad with it. So it's important that you know which foods go with which, but that's another program. You know, that proteins don't go with certain foods and starches don't go with certain foods because we don't have four stomachs like cows do. We only have one stomach. And so you have to allow your stomach to digest. But you know, some people eat what they want to eat. I know when I was in high school, I loved burgers and fries. I still love burgers and fries. And nonetheless, I had chicken and salad for dinner last night and lunch today. But I was at the grocery store. And I was in the checkout, and I love, love, love children. And there's this beautiful blonde-haired little baby. And he goes, hi. And I said, well, hello. And he goes, I want that. I go, you want chicken? He goes, yes. So I opened the bag of chicken, and he took one out. He took a bite out of it. He put it back. He goes, no, I want that one. And so I just love, love, love showing the fruits and the love of God, even to the little ones. Jesus said, if any man despise any of these little ones, it will be better if they hang his neck around, tie a rope around his neck and cast him into the sea. I believe that little children are angels of God, and when a child speaks to you and says hello, it's a blessing. And I believe that, I love that. So that was a little story, but we're going to get to our show about the Sabbath day, and I pray that really helps someone because your life is so important, so valuable, and I want you to have meaning in your life. I want you to have significance in your life. You know what? Your life can be significant and have meaningful just by doing what you're doing, but I want you to make sure that you assess that what you're doing is what God wants you to do if that's what you want to do. God gave us choices. He gave us free will. People are in hell right now burning, and there are people in hell every single hour and second because more than 300,000 people die per day, and people are going to hell constantly. I don't want you to be one of them. I want you to live with Jesus. I'm not going to say this life with Jesus is going to be easy, but you know what? The temporal persecutions that we suffer, it doesn't compare to the eternal reward that we will have. So be blessed. And I'm going to say a quick prayer, well, not quick, but a meaningful prayer, and I'm going to allow Holy Spirit to say whatever he wants to say. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you for this opportunity that we can share your word, and I thank you, Father, for the listeners that are listening. Let us prepare our hearts to hear what you have to tell us, and I thank you, Father, that your will be done and not our will. Let our ears be your ears and your heart be our heart and your mouth be our mouth. We want all of you, Jesus. We don't have a plan B or a plan C. You're our Jesus, we remind the devil that he is bound, he is defeated, and his destination is to burn in the lake of fire. He has no power over us, and we remember that greater is he that is within us than he that is within the world. We do not fear him. We do not fear death, but we fear the one who casts both soul and body into hell, which is Jesus. And we love you, Jesus. We reverence you. We honor you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving us what to say in this show, and may it bless all the hearers. Amen. So we're going to be talking about the Sabbath day, and many Christians equate the Sabbath day with as being an Old Testament term. Because in the Jewish custom, the Sabbath day was to be recognized, and it was if you didn't observe the Sabbath day, it was punishable by law. It was also, you would be stoned to death if you didn't recognize the Sabbath day. Now, Jesus brought the Sabbath day into the New Testament. And I just wanted to reiterate this to you that when I do these shows, I don't study, like, let's say my show is today, Saturday. I don't study the Saturday for the show. My study is all week. I read the Bible all week. And so the beauty of the Holy Spirit is that he brings to remembrance everything that you read. And so I pray for the show, but I didn't study because the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, you need not that man should, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. So I'm 100% led by the Holy Spirit in what I say and what I do because he lives in me. It is a mountain of a sprinkle of water that comes out of me. And it's the Holy Spirit. If you don't know the Holy Spirit and you want to, it's only, the Holy Spirit's only available to born again believers because Jesus said to his disciples, I'm not going to leave you alone. Hey, I'm going to go, but I'm not going to leave you by yourself. I'm going to leave you with a comforter and he's going to comfort you. The Holy Spirit is the best friend you could ever have. He's the most loving person you'll ever have and he will guide you and he will teach you. He will lead you from danger. He will give you peace when you're supposed to go someplace. And he will show you, and he will, and you won't have peace if you're not something you're not supposed to do. I remember when I moved to this new state that I moved to, I've never been here before. I didn't, like most people, they go, if they're moving to a new state, they fly out there and look at the neighborhood and they talk to neighbors. I didn't do any of that. I was 100% relying on the Holy Spirit. And I went on Craigslist. And when you know you're on Craigslist, you put in your state, and then there are, like, neighborhoods that you choose from. And I said, well, Holy Spirit, I need an apartment. I need a place to live. So I had a few choices. And I said, Holy Spirit, this, I didn't have peace about that place. I said, what about this? I didn't have peace about that place. I said, well, about this? I had peace about this certain neighborhood. And I said, Holy Spirit, what about this neighborhood? I didn't have peace about that neighborhood. And the neighborhood that the Holy Spirit chose, there was the apartment that I needed. Now, Lord help, well, I should say, Lord help us all. Lord's helping us all. I didn't know. I thought I just needed a one bedroom, but God blessed me with a three bedroom. And it's essentially a house, we call it in California a duplex, but it's essentially a house here where I live. And he gave me a beautiful three bedroom with everything that I needed and some things that I didn't even ask for. So that is the beauty of having, not just for things. I'm just talking about everyday life to help you read the Bible, to illuminate the scriptures. I'm in the book of Esther, and the Holy Spirit is teaching me so much about myself in the book of Esther. And every day he let me know, you know, I've been getting things from the Holy Spirit for years, but he had me start again writing down things that he will tell me, and it just shows me so much about who I am. And if you are in a sinful relationship and you're afraid to open yourself up and allow God to show you what you're into, then that is when you need to, because the Holy Spirit is drawing you. He wants to root that out of you so you can begin afresh. Now, you may be in a sinful relationship, and it's keeping you from the relationship that you're supposed to be in. So allow the Holy Spirit to be next to you. Allow him to be your best friend. and allow him to illuminate the areas in your life. Now, sometimes you could just be reading the Bible because the Bible, the Word of God is alive. It will cut out stuff just by you reading it. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what God has to offer. It's to save your life. It's to prolong your days. It is to help you. So getting back to the Sabbath is the fourth commandment. And remember to keep the Sabbath. Remember to hallow the Sabbath and keep it holy. Now, in the New Testament, the Sabbath is brought again when Peter and the disciples were going through a maze of corn and they were hungry. And they picked some corns and some ears of corn and they began to eat. And the Pharisees, the Bible says that they were looking to have an occasion against Jesus. They saw the disciples and they said, and I'm just telling you this verbatim, I'm not reading scripture. They said, why do your disciples not obey the Sabbath? Now, I know what Jesus says, but I want to quote you verbatim what the Bible says. Now, this is in Mark 2:27, and this is happening. And Jesus' reply was, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. So you're saying, Aaliyah, what does this mean? These words of Jesus remind us that the Sabbath day was meant to be a blessing rather than a burden to those who observe it. The Sabbath was made for man, for us. It was made for us and not man for the Sabbath. That means we are not to work for the Sabbath. It was given to us. It's a gift. And so I will tell you in the short time that we have, I will tell you how I observe the Sabbath. I observe the Sabbath based on the Jewish time and day frame. It's called the Shavuot or the Shabbat. When evening, from Friday evening to Saturday evening. So I'm in the Sabbath right now, and it is a gift. And sometimes, or most times, I would just lay in my bed, and I watch my favorite TV show. I don't go out. The Bible says explicitly in Exodus chapter 20 that you're not supposed to bring anything in the house, or you know, you're not supposed to do any lifting. So I make sure that I stay in the house, I lay in my bed, and you know what? I'm at complete and total peace by doing that, because that's the way, that's my day of rest. I work 6 days a week, and let me tell you, I do work 6 days a week. If I'm not on a job, I'm working at home, I'm always doing something. And that Sabbath day is a blessing to me because I can enjoy it. I can rest. I can get a day of rest where I don't have to do anything. And God blesses us. If God the Father rested, if he worked 6 days and rests on the seventh, it is honorable for us to do as he did because we are honoring him. If we want to be more like Jesus, we want to be more like God's Father, we want to do what he does. So if God the Father, who created the heavens and the earth and created us and the seas and the mammals and the birds and the dinosaurs and this atmosphere, and he rests on the seventh day, we can rest on the seventh day. I implore you to study Mark 2:27. And you know what? You can even do a Bing Google search, and you can do, or if you have a study Bible, it will teach you the meaning of the Sabbath. But I implore you to observe the Sabbath day, to remember and honor the Sabbath day, because it was made for us, and we were not made for the Sabbath. It is a gift for us. It is a gift to us from Jesus. Have a wonderful day, and may God bless your weekend. I look forward to being with you next week.